Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Born April 8th in Mount Kisco, New York, he briefly attended the Georgia School of High Performance, hoping to become a race car driver, a skill that served him well in landing the role that made him a pop culture icon, that of Bo Duke on the long-running series, The Dukes of Hazzard. He's gone on to co-star on such series as Smallville, as well as launching a career in country music that saw him rack up numerous hits. And on November 27th, his latest movie, Stand On It, a tribute to the classic Smokey and the Bandit, will be available for streaming on Cineflix. Please welcome, friend of the show and pop culture icon, John Schneider.
Just a good old... Hey John, how you been, brother?
I've been busy.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
While everybody else sits around and says, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? I just decided to take the COVID by the balls and go for it.
Right. I find it amazing. You know, what are people's reactions? Because it is such a beloved movie, Smokey and the Bandit. And I understand it's a tribute, but still, it almost feels like blasphemy. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. You know, Hal Needham was a genius. You know, Burt made that thing incredible. And it's such a loved movie. I see where your love for it and the tribute makes sense, but that's a tough one to take on.
Well, you know, I heard you talking there. I was one of those guys. I bet you I saw Smokey the Bandit 50 times in the movie theater. And this was a movie in 1976 that cost $3 million and grossed $260 million before VHS. So yeah, it's arguably one of the top five most successful movies of all time. I think the only movie that made more money than Smokey and the Bandit in 77 was Star Wars.
Wow.
So yeah, it's pretty crazy. But I think because of two things. Number one, Dukes of Hazzard, certainly. But number two, when I was 16, I heard that Burt Reynolds was in town. I went to high school in Atlanta, right outside of Atlanta. I heard that he was in town filming a movie, so I skipped school. I drove down to the fairgrounds where they were filming. I climbed over a fence. I found somebody with a radio and tapped him on the shoulder. And no kidding, 16, I said, hey, man, I'm sorry I'm late, but traffic on I-85 is a bear. Where's hair and makeup?
Are you kidding?
And no.
That's
and
great.
And this guy, I got in hair and makeup. He got me a breakfast sandwich. I spent the day talking with Jackie Gleason, who's from New York, and I'm from New York. So, and I wound up in the movie at the very end because nobody knew what the hell to do with me. So I wound up in the movie at the end when the tire falls off the car, off Jackie's car, and rolls into the crowd. It hits this tall guy with a black cowboy hat in the shin, and then they freeze frame and they roll credits. Well, that's me 2 years before Dukes of Hazzard. So I think if I had the nerve to do that, then I think I have the credentials to have the nerve to do this.
Sure, it makes sense.
You know, and it's so much fun. It's not we're not doing Smokey the Bandit. We're doing it's a movie that's kind of like somebody bets me at my event that I can't drive to Texas and bring back 400 cases of beer, and I say, well, that was a movie. It was a great movie, but that was a movie. So I wind up in the story of Smokey and the Bandit completely oblivious to the fact that I'm kind of being played. So it's really cool. We've got the greatest new car. You know, I think people will say the two most famous cars in the world are the General Lee and the Trans Am from Smoke In the Bandit.
Certainly. Those,
and,
those are the two
cars. Well, we've now created another one. So I'm a Chrysler guy, so you're going to have to watch the movie or watch the trailer. You'll see the car in the trailer. It is so cool. It's a car that doesn't exist, and we made it here at the studio. So check it out. And if you love Smoke In the Bandit, and I know there are millions of people who did, know that I made this movie because I, too, love Smoke In the Bandit. Bert was a dear friend of mine later on in life. Hal Needham was a very dear friend of mine.
Let me tell you.
We developed a couple of shows together.
John, let me tell you, one of the greatest memories in my entire career was interviewing Hal Needham twice and then making a connection for another friend who was such a huge fan. To the point where, I mean, I've read it three times now, and what he did in Hollywood with an eighth grade education out of Arkansas, starting out as a stuntman, meeting Bert, it is, he was one of a kind. There'll never be another Hal Needham. I'm an even bigger Hal Needham fan than even a Burt Reynolds fan.
Right. Yeah, he was amazing. He was an amazing guy. Yeah. And last time I saw Hal was at Bert's 70th birthday. So Hal passed not long after that. But, yeah, it was great. And I did, he did a series of two-hour TV movies called Bandit. And I played a Sheriff Enright. Vote for Sheriff Enright. I played Sheriff Enright in one of those. So I think I have an unusual set of credentials to be able to pull this off. We're about to find out because it comes out. We're doing a drive-in tour with it. Our first one is tomorrow night in Alabama. But it comes out on our streaming service on the 27th of November. And we call that Orange Friday in honor of the General Lee. That's the Friday after Thanksgiving.
There's a beautiful
so, folks,
General
check
Lee.
It out.
I was going to tell you, there's a beautiful General Lee. I just got offered it in Kansas City. The Kansas City one's been all the car shows. And, hell, I think there's a picture of you standing next to it for $35,000 right now. And I was just like, oh, there's just no way to spend the money. But between that and the idea of getting obviously the most incredible car you could ever get, in my eyes, is as much as I love the General Lee, to get a Bandit, a real smoking Bandit Trans Am would be beyond compare.
Crazy. Now, I sat in that car when they were filming. I have a picture somewhere of me sitting in the Bandit car on the set of Smoking the Bandit. How cool is that?
Man, no, so, I can't wait to see this. It'll be fantastic. I'm excited about it. And the idea that you sat with Jackie Gleason, by the way, what do you talk to Jackie Gleason about all day?
Well, he is from New York, and he used to frequent the little town I came from, Mount Kisco. So what you talk with Jackie Gleason about all day is bars, different bars and different whiskey.
That's great. That's so great.
And,
man.
I'm just reading a book. There's a book about a wonderful book about Jackie Gleason called How Sweet It Is. And it's really special for me to have spent that time with him, and now read this book. So check that out too. It's an old book. But you gotta please give Stand On It a chance.
Sure.
It's so much fun. And if you watch Fox at all, our Jackie Gleason, his name is Cletus T. Necessary, and it's Tyrus from Fox.
Great.
And Tyrus is 6'8", 350 pounds. He has a show on Fox called Nuff Said. He's always on there with Gutfield. And I did an interview with him. He interviewed me a year ago, and I said we were going to do this movie. And he started quoting Jackie Gleason. And I said, that's great. He said, John, I will do anything to be in that movie. He said, you give me lunch, and I'll be. You don't have to pay me. I'll pay you to be in that movie, because I want so desperately to play the Jackie Gleason role in this movie. And I tell you what, he's as funny as he is huge.
I cannot wait to see this. Listen, guys, it's going to be on Cineflix. You can check the whole thing out streaming starting November 27th. So it's just around the corner. It's called Stand On It. And the day it comes out, I'll make sure that we post it all up on the social media.
I appreciate it. And the trailer is on YouTube. You can check out the trailer now, and I think you're going to be surprised. I think you're going to love it. Hey, thank you. As always, I appreciate it.
Anytime, my friend. Anytime. We're running out of time, but what I want.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.